Hey, what is happening, my friends? Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's quickly talk about Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. This boxing match is going down on Netflix. They're both definitely going to make a ton of money, but should this fight happen, and what could be the possible end result? Let's get into it. All right, so first of all, let's talk about the obvious. Mike Tyson is 57 years old right now, and I think by the time they fight, he's going to be 58. Now, when I first thought about this boxing match, I'm saying to myself, Jake Paul is 27 years old. Even though he's not highly skilled, he's a strong kid, certainly has knockout power. Mike Tyson is older, 57 years old, is certainly not a spring chicken. And one of the first things to be affected is your stamina, your cardio and conditioning, the older you get. Power is one of the last things to go, and strength. But continuing, I'm thinking, yeah, man, Jake Paul can knock Mike Tyson out, and it would be horrifying. That would be absolutely terrible. A massive wrong in the universe that would never, ever, ever happen, not in a million years, in Mike Tyson's prime. Prime Mike Tyson would absolutely eat Jake Paul alive. That fight will last 30 seconds. Mike being 57 years old, yeah, it's a little bit different. But here's the thing. I'm thinking all this, that Jake Paul could catch Mike, especially if Mike starts gassing, slowing down in the later rounds. Until I started watching Mike Tyson training clips.
Day three, you still want to fuck with me?
That were just uploaded. We're talking like day one, day two, day three. Mike's looking crazy. Something has been activated. Well, Mike's words, I know it's been activated. The God of War.
Day four, no, it was okay. But you don't know what you got in store, baby. You gotta face the God of War.
He's got that crazy look in his eye. That savage warrior energy is there in the video. You can see it. And he's basically saying, Jake Paul, are you ready? Do you know what you got yourself into? Scary individual, even at 57 years old. So I'm watching these training clips and I'm like, damn. Mike looks like he still got it. And he very well may send Jake Paul's head in orbit. Jake Paul's head may reach Mars before the Elon Musk colonizing shuttle. Who wants to put money on that? All jokes aside, I wasn't really happy about the matchup initially. Besides, of course, Mike making a ton of money. Jake Paul better not beat Mike Tyson. But after seeing Mike's training clips, I was once again reminded, that's Mike freaking Tyson. That's not your average human being. So his 57 years old, or 58 when they compete against each other, is not a normal 58 years old. We're talking about an absolute specimen, a beast, an animal, that when he's focused and motivated, as they say in Spanish, vaya con Dios. Good luck to you. Go with God if you face Mike Tyson. So I'm not going to be unrealistic and give this kid zero chance because he's a big, strong kid. He can punch. And a lot of people may not agree with this, but I'm going to go 60-40 Mike. I think Mike Tyson at 58 years old could wreck Jake Paul. And it's not because Jake Paul is anything special. The only real reason I see him a threat against Mike Tyson is because of Mike Tyson's age. And I don't think it's going to be a factor in the early rounds. In the later rounds, I can see Mike slowing down. But if you look at that Roy Jones exhibition, to me, it was clear as day Mike was holding back. And he looked damn good. So from what I'm reading, Jake Paul and Tyson want this to be a pro bout with no headgear. Let's see what happens. But guys, let me know in the comment section, what do you think about this boxing match? Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Do you like it? What are your general thoughts on it? Are you going to tune in? Who are you rooting for? And who do you think is going to win? We'd love to read your thoughts. Thanks for watching or listening. And I'll catch you all on the next segment. Until then, take care, my friends.